Maratike, of course, that is Bad Meditation. Atamaria e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. Very exciting morning. Brand new music debut for the wonderful artist DC Maxwell. Kia ora, Daniel. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. Thank you very much for having me. It's awesome to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you in here. We've been talking about you for a long time and we've seen you play some shows, but this is your first single out today. So it's really a good chance for people who've maybe not been able to head along and see you play live yet to really experience a little bit of the DC Maxwell world. Tell us a wee bit about this kind of this artist, this persona, this character that you're embodying here.
So I guess like before I used to make punk music and I was in a band called Roids and it was a pretty hectic, high energy teenage punk band. And I haven't made music for a bit and this is kind of my like coming back into the fold, and it's a little, I call it like weirdo country. It's like kind of country rock in the style of like Lee Hazelwood and Scott Walker and like those big studio bands.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of fun. We've been having some pretty awesome live shows and I definitely think we've pushed it as far as it can go without releasing any music, so it's about time we drop something.
Yeah, I reckon. Also, you're dropping something with quite spectacular aplomb today as well. You've got a beautiful video that is out called For the Leading Man, which has got a huge stage set. It's got a horse in it, Daniel.
Yes.
You really pulled out all the stops. Tell us a wee bit about the story of this song, because it's totally like theatrical and wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you very much, first of all, for saying that. Yeah, the song is like, it's kind of like a big show-stopping country rock number about murder in the theatre. It's from the perspective of like a jealous actor watching the titular leading man from the side of stage, and the leading man is stuffing everything up and the jealous actor thinks he can do it better, and it escalates and ends in violence.
Ooh, sure. Like there's so much kind of like crime about theater crime. I feel like you've really tapped into sort of a vein of popular culture there that's been bubbling away, eh?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I don't know if to say too much, but there was an incident a couple years ago in which there actually was like violence in a theatre production, and it has nothing to do with the song, but it kind of like turned over in my mind, like those two things coming together, like a fake performance and real violence, and I don't know, it came together in this song. And yeah, I'm stoked with the outcome.
One thing that I really like about the sort of thing you're doing with DC Maxwell is it's a very interesting type of masculinity that you're performing in this, and I find that fascinating, and it makes the live shows really exciting because there's this tension between this kind of aggressive theatrical masculineness and then some songs which will be released in the future, which anyone who's seen you play live will have heard. They're so vulnerable and they're so heartfelt and beautiful. What were you kind of thinking about when you were writing through DC Maxwell? Because it feels like you've got a fully realized person here.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that's, yeah, super nice to say. So I think like the big change for me from a songwriting perspective is like I started to take songwriting like super, super seriously and kind of like apply almost like a literary lens and like look at it like we are writing short stories. Like I'm not just trying to throw together words that sound good. I want like to tell a story. And for Roids, I kind of really, that was my old punk band. I got to the end of my rope with like what I could do with that because they were all kind of like about me and like my weird pent up teenage angst, and like they wouldn't all be from my perspective, but they would all be pretty closely linked to like teenage emotion. And the switch with DC Maxwell came where I kind of realized I don't have to write songs from my own perspective, and that just completely freed me to explore so many different areas. And the funny thing was that like it ended up coming back to myself anyway, like it gave me the license to explore parts of myself that maybe I hadn't been able to before. So yeah, I just love songwriting. It's music is magic, baby.
Music is magic, baby. That's the sting right there. Tell us a wee bit more about the magic of this music video, because it is so stunning. Who were you making this with and what was the process of creating it like?
Well, I was very thankful to get NZ On Air funding.
Shout outs.
Shout outs, NZ On Air. And then, so we worked pretty closely with Fraser Chatham, who's like a very close friend for a long time, and he's a wonderful stills photographer and filmmaker. He's shot a music video for LAB, and he also took our press photos for Roids when we were bratty little kids and Cute. Didn't appreciate it at all. But he kind of like pulled out all the stops, and we were just like, we are going to turn this video into the most expansive, theatrical performance we can. Kate Mason did an amazing job on the art direction, and it was kind of inspired by like the studio backlots that in an old West film set, like where you see kind of the potential for magic in a movie set, but you also see the like frills, you see the lights, you see how everything's a bit janky.
Yeah.
And I think that like really captured the vibe of the song, where it's like, it's very theatrical, but it's also quite a bit gnarly and has that edge to it too.
Yeah, the way the camera moves is really hypnotic and a wee bit like sort of disorienting as well, which I think really helps create that feeling as well.
The director Fraser had this massive rig on him like all day, and like both of us were absolutely spent because he was, you know, had this massive robotic arm sticking out of his back, like with the camera attached. And then I was like dancing my ass off for like maybe 11 hours straight.
Oh
so
my God.
Both of us at the end were just like, oh my God.
Collapse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful product, so worth the hype. What's the name of the horse in the video? That's what I would like to know.
The horse is called Chubby.
Oh.
And it was really like, that was the one thing I wanted. I was like, get me a horse.
I want a horse.
Yeah. And we ended up working with this like wonderful horse trainer, Adrian Stent, who's worked on like Rings and Power of the Dog and stuff.
Wow.
And like he ended up, like he loves music too, and he ended up just coming to the party and like really making this happen. And we've worked with him on other videos, so expect more horses soon.
Watch this space for more horse action. Speaking of watching this space, when are you going to be playing next, Daniel? When can we see DC Maxwell live in action?
Yes, so I've got a show coming up at Whammy Bar on June 9th, and I'm playing with Violet Hurst, who you might have heard her song on BFM, and playing with CCTV as well. That's a debut performance for her. She's from Recitals. And yeah, it's going to be a kick-ass show, and like band is working hard. Tickets are starting to move, so don't wait around. It's going to be really sick.
Under the radar for those tickets?
Yes, thank you, Rachel. Under the radar for those tickets.
I think we should have a listen to this track now. Daniel, thank you so much for coming in. This is DC Maxwell with The Leading Man.
By the time those curtains raise, I'll be waiting. Since 3. he's collapsed in the spotlight. He's bleeding out, stay tried, and there is nothing.